like fire without smoke. Put your arms around that ghost and tell me I'm the one you miss the most. Say it like it's true.
Hi, this is Tiffany the Last with PiratePods.com. I'm at Lestat with Silverleaf. Hi, guys and girls.
Hi.
Girl.
Hi.
Hi.
So can you introduce yourselves and what you do in the band?
My name is Ian Owen, and I play guitar and sing.
My name is Sean Cummings, and I play drums.
Jesse Bowen, and I sing and play the bass.
My name is Nicole Williams, and I play the keys.
Life, it starts with a little seed, and pain makes a home for those who bleed, and it's true. I'll paint that picture for you.
So how long have you guys been together? You're coming out with an EP, I read.
We've been together almost a year now. Coming up on a year, I think, in March or something like that. So, yeah, and our EP is on the way hopefully next month.
Oh, really? Yeah. So how many songs will be on it?
We're looking to have like 5 or 6 songs on there. So, yeah.
So what? How'd you guys all come together? Were you guys in previous bands or...?
Yeah, we've all been in bands previously. I met Nicole at music school. We both went to Grossmont for music together, and I actually met Sean there as well. And me and him played in like a jazz prog band together for a little while. Yeah,
and then Ian was saying how he has his songs, and we were thinking about putting together this project. So he and I kind of got the ball rolling on that, and then we brought Jesse in because we needed a bass player, and Jesse's been in many bands. So it was a good get to have Jesse. And then once we had him, it was we had another friend of ours that played keyboard, and then he actually left town. So then, like Ian said, we got Nicole, and that's the current setup.
Sounds right.
that's about right.
Yeah.
So when you say Ian had some songs, what does that mean? You were writing while you were in this jazz band, but just didn't fit in the...
I had always like kind of tampered around with writing like folk tunes and stuff, and I played around with the idea, but never really got serious about it, just because I was really serious about pursuing jazz and really playing in all the ensembles at school and stuff. But I had a bunch of songs, and I was writing with a friend of mine named John, and he wound up moving away, but we continued on and kept writing. And that's kind of, how it all got started. It was just, me and I guess my curiosity with, like, folk music and that sort of thing. So,
in the few songs that I've heard on your MySpace page, and then I saw you guys on Java Jams, too, I can see where the jazz influence comes through, because you guys will do these really long jams, and it's not like a jam band, but you guys just kind of go off a bit.
Yeah, I think that all of us kind of come from a very jammy mentality. I mean, me and Sean have played together for a while, now, and Jesse, is a great bassist. And
I did classical my whole life.
That's true. Oh, really?
Yeah. Nicole's a classical.
Nicole's a classical pianist.
And I guess classical could turn into anything else.
If you can do
classical. It's all technical, yeah.
So do you guys play multiple instruments? Could you guys switch it up?
Jesse, we have a song that Jesse plays the glockenspiel on.
And tambourine.
And then he comes
the tambourine.
Over and hits the cymbal too. So he's like drums, tambourine. We'll call it auxiliary.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesse spent like 8 years at a tambourine conservatory.
It's a very hard instrument to master. It takes about a year before you can really. So Jesse's multi-talented. Plays virtually everything.
I'm still teaching
learning
her.
Tambourine.
I'm still learning.
$50 an hour on the lessons.
That's a good gig if you can get it.
Yeah. Ukulele too.
And here between these twisted beats, I'm alive. You'll find I'm alive. Just in time. When you say you
have no say. When you say you have no place, I hope you run. I hope you run to my side.
I actually met Ian through, how did I mean, I met him at the guitar shop he works at. He's a full-time teacher at a guitar shop, and I came in, I was looking for a guitar player for my band, and then he started playing guitar in my band, and then he said, you know, we need a bass player, and so I started playing bass for him, and then my band died, and now this became kind of the band to be in, so it's cool.
What's your favorite place to play around town? Or where would you like to play, the ultimate place in San Diego?
I would say, I mean, there's a lot of good venues around town.
We love playing Lestat's, though.
Lestat's, yeah. I mean, this is our home.
We feel very,
Lou was the first guy to give us a gig around town, and everybody else, you know, wanted to know where our demos were and, you know, what have you done? How many fans can you pull every single night?
What can you
and
do for us?
And so they really didn't give us, a look. But Lou just kind of said, why don't you guys come in? And actually, we opened for Jesse's band the first show and just kind of went from there. So Lestat's is home to us. But as far as where we want to play in the future, I would probably say right now, just short-term, Casbah, mm-hmm. you know, which is I feel like is really realistic. And it's a great venue here in town, has a lot of notoriety. So
I heard in one of your other interviews that Midlake was an influence, and I'm a fan of theirs, too. So I was wondering, they use a lot of visuals, and they write a lot in story-like, and sometimes their songs are always the same character or similar characters. Is that something that you guys want to do?
Oh, man, like having a theme. I think that's something that has to organically happen. You know, for me, I have a hard time writing in a theme that way. If it happened, that'd be really cool, because I love the concept albums, you know, that Midlake has put out. And I don't know if that's in the future for us. We'll see what happens. You know, we're only a year into this. You know, we'll see where the writing goes and that sort of thing. But as far as the visuals, me and Sean have always talked about, you know, having a visual element to the band or having that sort of thing. I think in the future that is a definite possibility. That would be, you know, really, really cool to have some kind of visual element. It really takes, like, that live performance to the next level when it has that element to it, so.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of your guys' favorite San Diego bands?
Let's see. Really like Black Mamba is an excellent group that's coming together.
Yeah,
our friend Keith Milgaton
and
others that he's associated
yeah,
with.
Yeah, I would say almost just about anything that Keith is in, really. Like,
pretty
they're
much.
All really good. So, and then
Get Back Loretta.
Get Back Loretta, of
excellent.
Course. Yeah, those guys are great.
Those guys just play at a high level, and we've seen them at, you know, varying shows that, you know, we saw them at Anthology, which is a really high-end venue around town, and they really tore it up, and it was such a cool atmosphere there. So,
show. And of course, the Blackout Party. Jesse's playing bass in the Blackout
by
Party
the way.
Now. And those guys are amazing too. I just saw Jesse play the Casbah with the Blackout Party, and I was just completely blown away. It was a phenomenal show. So definitely the Blackout Party.
I would say the Austin James Band is one of my favorites. I really, really like those guys. Those guys do some really amazing shit. Like, just kind of smokes a lot of people around town.
Oh, yeah, no,
they're on another level.
They definitely really bring in the element that Midlake has, which is a narrative through their storyline that, you know, kind of is so unique to their sound. It has a very, I would say a Disney influence. It has, like, all these kind of effects, and they've got so many...
kind of show tune-y, yeah.
But in a way that has a real edge to it and is original and interesting. And a lot of bands just don't have that kind of, like, the guts to try that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So they're really excellent. See live.
Do you think that they don't have the guts because they're afraid they're going to get stuck in that rut, or why? Or is it too hard to write so many songs in one?
I think it takes a lot of dedication to write that way. I mean, you have to really sit down and you have to be good at telling, you know, like a story like that. I mean, it's a really specialized kind of thing. I think that some people are just really good at it and it flows very naturally, you know. I mean, just in talking to Chad from the Austin James Band, you know, like, he seems just like he's that type of person that's able to put out that material. It just comes to him naturally.
Right.
So, and also, you know, like Sean was saying, it does take a lot of guts just
to try something different.
To try something different and put yourself out there like that. Because when the Austin James Band came out, I can't think of anybody that was doing that around town. I mean, nobody was doing that. When I saw him, it was very refreshing to hear somebody who, you know, had some of those older influences and was doing it in a fresh way that incorporated a storyline and had as many harmonies as they do, too. Yeah, that takes a lot
definitely.
Of guts live. I mean,
definitely.
Their five-part harmonies when I first saw them was just amazing. Yeah, well, a lot of talent.
I don't know about guts as much as it is talent.
Right, yeah, we refined the definition of guts to talent.
I can edit that.
Yeah, don't make me look like a jerk.
And what about, do you have any favorites?
I think all about the same.
Yeah.
I'm going to go cliche, say Radiohead.
Local bands, right?
We're talking local.
I know, but I mean, like, as a general, big, you know, bands influence.
That's who you
want to
play with.
Not play with.
Yeah, I think
mean,
you open.
No. No.
We're available.
If that's the case, we'd like to open up for the Beatles, too, yeah. Also.
Yeah, could you do some of those Beatles impressions?
That's right.
Sean.
Let me get into character.
Sean.
Jesse, sometimes you like to talk like we're the Beatles.
Yes, but we're not very good at it.
No, I think we're coming along quite nicely.
There weren't any girls in the Beatles, so I'll pass.
Nicole, she just needs to work on her accent.
Broke up the band.
Yeah, Yoko. Come on, do Yoko.
I think Yoko's more like Harpo Marx. She doesn't
Yoko
really talk.
I'm Yoko. Oh, man.
We just really admire them. Who doesn't? I don't know what to say.
I wrote Octopus's sure. Garden.
Okay, well, thanks for your time. Do you have any last words for your fans listening?
Words to your mother.
We really appreciate all the fans that we have, and
yeah, just,
great that you come out to the shows. And,
yeah, keep
really
coming to the shows
that.
And bringing your friends. We really appreciate it.
And we love you.
Yeah, Nicole loves you. No, we all do.
And we're piratepods.com, and could you give us your best pirate impression?
Yar, mate.
Yar.
I be gar. Who be you?
Ye be earning yourself a one-way passage to the boneyard.
Thank you.
Darker side of your eyes.